Today I'm going to be coming from the book of Mark. I believe that the Lord has been dealing with me and this text and this season of time. And a simple title, if you want to note that, is I Was Born to Win. And in the book of Mark, we're going to go with the first chapter in the 21 verse. And we're going to conclude at the 28th verse. So if you can turn with me there, the book of Mark chapter 1, verse 21 through 28. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on a Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, and I want you to note that, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? He asked this question. He goes on to say, I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him, he and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. Amen to that. And I want to note here a commentary from Barnes, and quote, and he taught in the synagogue, and the presiding elders, after the reading of the scripture, invited anyone who chose to address the people. And though our Savior was not a priest of the Levitical order or an officer of this particular synagogue, yet we find him often availing himself of the privilege and delivering his doctrine to the Jews, unquote. And one thing significantly here we want to see here is that when we understand our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we are honoring him this month, because it's very significant in our life that we have to honor our Lord and Savior, and particularly in this text, that he was now come to this city of Galilee, and the people have not recognized the manner of his coming. And Old Testament scripture had always proclaimed his coming, but did not really point the picture or paint the picture of how he was to come. And we have to recognize in Jeremiah chapter 5, chapter 1, verse 5, it says here, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee prophet unto the nations. And one thing we have to realize and understand, that we were preordained because of the foundation of this world. And Jesus coming to be a sacrifice for us, all mankind, he steps into this world, he steps into this nation, and people didn't recognize who he was because they have distanced themselves from his presence. We are looking at over 400 in something years that a prophetic word have not been spoken, or a word of God have not been spoken to these particular people at this time, to the point that they didn't recognize him. And we have to understand the purpose, and our point here at this place is to recognize who he is, and in the manifestation of who he is as Jesus Christ. And in Jeremiah, he points out this purpose because we're formed in him, we're fashioned before the foundation even of this earth even existed. And so we have to recognize that the calling on our lives is very significant in this time and in this season, meaning that we're not here by accident. It wasn't a random choice. We wasn't just a random selection. But God put us here to recognize who he is, number one. And in recognizing who he is, we will recognize who we are in him. And we have to understand that he was slain before the foundation of the world. So it was not something that was done new. It was something that was done before. And we recognize here he's just walking out what was already proclaimed before the foundation. And in this passage, we understand that this man, oftentimes we see in our cities or in our regions, that people are somewhat bound by their circumstances. But Jesus recognized a city that needed help. And all Jesus was doing was going about his business. And it wasn't Jesus that recognized this individual, but the individual recognized who Jesus was. And oftentimes when we are called in our lives, we have to realize that the anointing that he has placed on our life, people will begin to recognize who we are. And not only people as a manifestation of who they are, but the internal, eternal, demonic force that was in this man recognized, which the Bible called it an unclean spirit, recognizes that the anointed one was actually here. And we have to understand that God has given us a mantle on our life in this time. He's given us a call that's on our life. We have to realize that we was born to win. We was not here by accident. No matter whether you was born early, no matter whether you was born late, you feel insignificant in your life, you feel broken, you feel discouraged. You have to realize that you've been born for a purpose. And Jesus here understands that, and he walks in his ministry, and because he knows that he's anointed for this time, he speaks to the element, or he speaks to the demonic entity that's speaking to him. And so as people of God, we have to recognize we were never brought here to be judgmental or to crucify the individual, if you see in this text, because the individual was sin, he was bound. He couldn't do anything. He was broken. But whatever that was inside of him began to torment him. And Jesus was speaking to that very issue that had this man bound. And in this season, we have to recognize that not only that we are anointed, but that we're called for a purpose out of eternity. And although we live an eternal life, we have to realize that what we have been before with God, now that we are in a manifestation of who we are in this season, we have to walk in that divine revelation of the calling that God has on our life. And we cannot take the back seat anymore in this season, in this nation, because you see exactly what's going on right now. And it's so much death that's on the scene right now. People are getting killed left and right. So much havoc is breaking out. And we have to recognize the demonic forces at hand at this point. And it's a time right now for God's people to rise up, not only to move it to intercession of prayer, but we have to begin to bombard the throne room of heaven and understand the significance of who we are in this earth. And so Jesus realized that, because he comes to this particular city and he knows that what's been going on in this city need to be changed. And so anytime God sends you or I into a city, we need to be a kingdom-minded believer to understand that we're here to change it for the better. Not be a headache to the city, not be a hindrance to a city, but we need to change that city for the better. And with the anointing that's already been placed on your life, you have to realize that you have to tap back into the presence of God. You have to tap back into intercession. You have to tap back into his presence for you to realize who you are in him. Because when you begin to seek him on different levels, you begin to reveal your own existence here in this earth. And so Jesus understands that, because he's here to equip and he's here to empower. And that's what we're talking about here today, about equipping and empowering. And so he recognized that he came from the kingdom of heaven. And I have to agree with his presentation here, because he said to Jeremiah that you have been chosen before the foundation of this world. You have been ordained before the foundation of this world. So you're not a product of the world, but you have come from a city which is called the kingdom of heaven into this world to help save the world. So he brings forth the a prophetic unction in here, and he recognized and he lets Jeremiah know that I have known you before you was even in your mother's womb. And the word that I've given you in your mouth, I need you to proclaim it and prophetically speak it in this nation to bring about a change. And I believe that we cannot sit back on a back burner anymore and allow all these demonic entities, these forces to just break loose and havoc. We have to get back into intercession. We have to get back into prayer. And we have to get back into proclaiming the word of God. We have to begin to speak to the elements at at hand. We have to speak to the situations at be. And we see here in the text how Jesus began to speak to this man. And notice here, he did not destroy the individual. So we have to break away from trying to destroy our brothers and sisters and speak to the situation in them and not speak to them to hurt them. And that's something that the kingdom have shifted away from, or the believers have shifted away from, because we have gotten into a situation of criticizing or breaking down our brothers and sisters versus speaking power and equipping them to become whole. And Jesus here, he recognized that, I know I'm not going to destroy the man, no matter how tormented he was, no matter what he done in his life, but he speaks to the situation at hand. I really need you to note that. And Jesus know that he's given us the king keys to the kingdom. And so that's why the Bible says that greater works shall we do. And so now that Jesus did the work for us, he laid the foundation for us, we have to take the keys of the kingdom that he's given to us and use them as a process and use them in the best interest of all mankind. And so here in this city, we're not here just by accident, but we're here to do something. We're here to bring about a change. And we need to see the manifestation of the kingdom here on earth. And we're not here just on a void, blank trip. And Jesus recognized that, because he's in Galilee. He's minding his own business, but he know that he has to show up to go to work. And so when you understand the blessing that's on your life, the Bible says here in Isaiah 30, he says, as you are walking, the Lord will begin to speak to you. So this is a season right now that you really have to open up your ears to hear from God, to see what he's talking to you about, to see what the season that we are in at this point, to see how he want you to move at this point is very critical, because one decision can determine the rest of your life. And so when you maneuver as you are seeking the word of God, as you enter into intercession, you have to begin to open up your spirit to receive what God is saying to you at this particular period of time. And so he began to move and maneuver. And because he had a word from God to move into this particular city, to change this particular region, he walked in his anointing. So you cannot be afraid of the calling that's on your life. Don't run from the calling that's on your life. Don't neglect the calling that's on your life. Because we see here in the synagogue that he went into, that sometimes the religious people, no matter how long they've been in the synagogue or in church, we have to allow ourselves to get outside that box and not get caught up in religion, not get caught up in rituals. Because Jesus did something that was very unorthodox. He began to preach in this synagogue, and he preached with power, and he preached with the anointing that was on his life. He was not given a license to do this. He was not recognized as a rabbi or a Levitical priesthood office. He walked in his synagogue, but he understood the significance of who he was. And so sometimes you have to not wait on somebody to tell you to do something. You have to get back into that prayer time with God and really speak to him and have that one-on-one time and listen to exactly what he's telling you to do, so you can step out and do what he's already ordained for you to do. And so we're going to believe in this season that there's going to be healing coming from you this season. We're going to believe that you're going to step out in your purpose in this season. We're going to believe that you're going to possess everything that God has promised you, because God has given you life. He's given you life to become successful. He's given you life to be the head and not the tail. He's given you life to be the above and not beneath. And he's given you the life of prosperity. And so we have to really get back into who we are in Christ to be recognized what we are here to do. And so my point as we begin to close is that I'm going to just do a little recap, is that you want to walk in a calling that he's called you to walk in. You want to get that kingdom message that he's already prepared in your heart. And you want to move in the anointing that he's already placed on your life. And last point here, he says that he moves into Galilee and he talks to the people of Galilee. And although people may not recognize who you are, you may be a no name. You may be somebody that's just hitting the streets. You may be new to the city. But Jesus realized that anointing that was on his life and the call that was on his life, he was there to change the city for the better. He was there to heal as many as he can. He was there to renew the minds of the lost that was lost from them. He was there to do something, revolutionize a whole entire region. And so I want you to continue to read on in the book of Mark and realize what the book of Mark is saying as we are in this season. And this will be a series that we're going to be going through and just really attacking in a major way, because I want to see some transformations coming through in your life. But I also want to see the people around you become blessed, because you are changing who you are in Christ. You're renewing your mind. You're renewing your strength. You're getting the blessing that He has put on your life. And so I really want to hear from you. And I really want you to talk back to us. Please send your prayer requests in. Please send notes in. Please send questions in as we go along this journey. But I want to challenge you this month to see, number one, to seek God for your life. Number two, I really want you to tap into your spiritual life. And then I want you to take what God given you spiritually and bless somebody. I want you to look for the manifestation of the call that's on your life. I want you to look for the change that's already been placed in your life. And even as this man that was broken, people are going to start coming to you for prayer. People are going to start coming to you for answers. And so it's your job as the believers to tap back into this spiritual book, tap back into the spirituality of God. And so when they do come to you, you know how to speak with authority and power to speak to that situation in that person's life. And I guarantee you, when you do that, not only they're going to be changed in their life, but there's going to be a change in your life. And there's going to be a change in this city. And if we as believers, whether you don't believe, I want to give you an opportunity right now to accept Jesus Christ in your life as your Lord and Savior. And I want you to repeat this after me if you don't believe, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ. And just simply say with me, Lord Jesus, I believe you died on Calvary for me. I believe that you was raised on the third day. I want you to come in my life as my Lord and personal Savior. And if you said that prayer, please believe it with all faith that He's in your life. And come check us out at Empower Church International. We continue to walk you through. And if you mail us information of where you are and who you are, we'll get you a booklet out. We'll mail it back out to you to help you walk through the plan of salvation even more, to help you grow your spiritual life. So don't be quiet in this season, and just know that there's going to be a change in your life. You accepted Jesus Christ in your life as your Lord and Savior, and I want you to start expecting greatness in your life. Amen.